So, brothers and sisters, if anyone has a word from the Lord, any sense, any scripture, any picture, please just come off mute and do share that with us.
I've been feeling like I should speak out a message in tongues. I don't know what the interpretation is, but I'll just speak it out. Ora vi preco rassi tretenio me procoro, carto toro vi rechi sano tondro ioro, timbre calato tortomi pecchi rassi tarta, riemi procorto totioro, timbre cardo, itra mi pressarati cortaraiano me pro, timbre tacoro, carto toto vi pretarte a che rassine tret cortoro tio.
So let's be praying for an interpretation for that. And if anyone senses something from the Lord as the interpretation of that tongue, please just come off mute and share that with us.
I have a sense the Lord was saying, my people, some of you may feel lost. Some of you may think, where am I? Where is the Lord? I am here, real close to you. Look to me. I am your security, not the world. I am the one that is leading you. I am the one who knows where you're going. Hold on to me. Come to me, stay with me. My people, stay with me, look at me, because I love you and I lead you.
And this passage from Psalm 91 came to me. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress and my God in whom I trust.
In a similar vein, as Bob was speaking out, I felt the Lord wanted to say to us, abide in me, grow your roots deep in me. There is much to be anxious about. There is much that causes depression, but fix your eyes on me. Grow your roots deep in me. Take your life from me. I am here to give you life.
And just to add to that, I had a sense from, as Bob was sharing from Psalm 42, as a deer longs for flowing streams, so longs my soul for you, God. And I particularly felt there might be some who feel like they're in the desert and the Lord wants them to hold on to him, like Mimi said. And as JP has said, that we're to long for the Lord and he will meet us and he will give us water where we're dry. So our soul should long for the Lord in these times.
I didn't want to say anything yet, but the Lord seems to be saying, as Bob was speaking, that the storm clouds are gathering. But don't worry, little flock, I'm with you.
I just added to all the things that people sense from the Lord. I felt the Lord saying, my light is upon you. Look to my light. I am with you. Look for my light too. I am with you.
I felt the Lord saying that perhaps you're holding up an umbrella against the Lord raining down on you, stopping his light shine on you. So put the umbrella down and let him shine.
Amen. Well, I've the sense I have is on 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, and it says, all scripture is God all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. For that is the man of God, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Yeah, I just want to encourage us, sense that all what we read in the Bible, God has already breathed his life on it. And everything we read from the Bible is life to us. Even the ones that is not what we want to hear, it says it's rebuking, it teaches us, and it trains us, and it equipped us. That is, I'm shocked when I read that it's equipped us. Even with my broken English, it still equipped us in whatever we do.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thanks, everyone, for those wonderful words. Thanks, Trudy, for offering Isaiah 60 in the chat there. Lord our God, thank you that you speak to us, your people. You shake the heavens and the earth. And Lord, many of us feel pretty shook up at the moment. But Lord, as we hold on to you, we are safe. You are the rock on which we can stand secure. Lord Jesus, just continue to fall upon us, to surround us, to love us, to call us, to challenge us, because we want to be your people and we want your glory to shine through us. Amen.